This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, welcome. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Yes, we are doing a live show today on March the 14th. So for those of you that may be listening to a replay at some point in the future, it has been the snow day, which, you know, there's been a lot of snow in some places, but others not as much. So it's kind of hit and miss depending upon where you're at in town. And the farther north you get, the less snow there has been. But down here at the station in Aurora, we probably have 10 inches or so, 10, 12 inches outside, something like that. Not on the pavement, but on the grassy areas. Actually, pavement is just wet at this point in time. So without further ado, Dr. Kelly Victory joining us today, as well as Steve House. Now, where, I'll start with you, Dr. Kelly. Are you in the sunshine or the snow?
I am in the sunshine. I'm in Southern California today, where it still has been a cold winter here. But when I say cold, I think we're right about the 70-degree mark
today.
Yeah,
that's not super cold, but that's okay. You enjoy. It's Colorado. You know what that's like. It'll be back up into the 60s, I think, by Tuesday, Wednesday next week. So, again, we're used to this. Steve, welcome. How are you, man, and where are you at?
I am where it is 85 degrees and
nice.
Sunny, and that would be in Orlando, Florida. I'm at a medical trade show this week.
Well, again, for those of you listening, Dr. Kelly Victory, if you're tuning in for the first time, maybe you're traveling through or you're stuck in Colorado because of our storm right now, she's got an entire page on rushtoreason.com where you can see all about her, her background, the fact we've been talking now for almost 4 years. Guys, not quite. It'll be 4 years this coming August, so 3.5 years. And Steve, you were instrumental in putting all that together. And as you mentioned a moment ago, you're going to a medical conference, I guess you could say. But you've been in that world for a very long time as well, not on the doctor side, but more on the admin side.
Yeah, I tried to be a doctor, but several times they turned me down. I lacked medical school and a license. For some reason, they weren't happy about that. So
yeah, I can imagine.
Honestly, I spend a lot of time in the clinical space. I know a lot about drugs and about clinical process. And so even though I'm on the administrative side, I could stand in a, you know, nursing department and understand what's happening and, you know, help make changes, because I do that on a daily basis. So.
Well, I will say that after being around both of you, I don't know that I could stand and do what you just said, Steve, a moment ago. But I do have a lot better understanding when I'm around those individuals and can sort of, you know, understand, probably not speak, but I can actually understand some of the lingo. And again, Dr. Kelly, due in part because of what I've learned from you over the past 3 years.
Well, I'm happy about that. And I think that much of, part of what I've tried to do on this show and others is to demystify some of the things that we talk about in medicine. People don't necessarily have to understand all of the intricacies and the science behind something to understand the gist of it. And it was no more obvious than during COVID. When I've tried to explain to people why it is, for example, that a vaccine normally takes 6 to 8 years to come to market, that you don't have to have a science background to understand why it would take a lot of testing and science and trial and error and time to figure out what the potential side effects or impact of a drug or a therapy is. Replacement for time in science, and that's something that I think even the average layperson can understand.
Fully agree. Steve, you sent something just a few minutes ago, literally, within 10 minutes or so of us starting today. CDC now recommending that Americans 65 years and older should get another shot. In January of 2024, just a couple of months ago, the average death rate from COVID-19 for all ages was just under 3 in 100,000 people. So for those ages 65 to 74, it was higher, about 5 for every 100,000. And for people today 75 and older, the rate jumped to 30 in 100,000. Now, Steve, even with those numbers, still really, really, really slim, even for older Americans to get COVID and die.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even 1% for those in the 75 and older category.
Right.
It's under
right.
1%. I mean, I'm not convinced that the risk of the vaccine isn't significantly greater for any one or all of those age groups. Now, they're not recommending it for people under 65, so they recognize that 3 in 100 is 3 1,000th of a risk in terms of percentage.
Right.
I mean, it's just not worth it. But what they don't do, and the CDC recommendation, what they don't do is they don't acknowledge the fact that this does not stop you from being hospitalized. It
right.
does not stop you from getting COVID. I mean, what exactly is it that you're getting from this? And lately, and we heard this a couple of weeks ago in our discussion, that it doesn't mean that you will be less risky to go to the hospital and die if you've been vaccinated. You may, in fact, be more at risk.
Great point. Yeah, so, Dr. Kelly, when you're not here, Steve and I do our best to play a doctor on air. It doesn't work out so well sometimes, and you were not with us last week. But to Steve's point, you know, these are things that are still I'm a loss for words, as you can tell. I'm at a loss for words because we're still dinking around with things we were doing a couple of years ago, and the data doesn't show that it, or the data shows it doesn't work, and yet we're still pushing it.
Exactly. This is just unconscionable, honestly. The reality is these shots do not stop you from getting COVID, and even the CDC and the vaccine manufacturers acknowledge this,
right.
by the way.
Right.
They don't stop you from getting COVID. They don't stop you from transmitting COVID to others. And there is still, as of today, not a single study that shows that it decreases your risk of hospitalization or death. Instead, what we do have are quite a few studies now, including a huge one from the Cleveland Clinic, that shows irrefutably that the more highly vaccinated you are for COVID, the higher your chances are of getting COVID, which means that the only possible reason that the CDC, the FDA, or any of the vaccine manufacturers could possibly be pushing these things is because they want to unload these shots and make money. They don't work. And I defy anyone to show me credible evidence that there is rationale for pushing these on people, elderly or otherwise.
In fact, I would go as far as to say, and Dr. Kelly, you can comment first, Steve second, I would go as far as to say quite the opposite. There's enough data now saying, wait a minute, time out. This doesn't need pushed on anyone. And Steve kind of mentioned this a moment ago, Dr. Kelly. You know, and this isn't blanket. I understand some people can get the vaccine, not have a lick of issues, although there's others that have tremendous issues. So the reality, Dr. Kelly, and Steve said it a moment ago, the vaccine is far worse than COVID right now.
Oh, there's no question. I think there's absolutely no question. If anybody's honest, that is the reality. These vaccines have been a disaster. They have caused harm to millions and millions of people. We will never really have a good count because
good point.
So much of it has been obfuscated.
That's right.
And
That's
covered
right.
up, and so the reporting has been abysmal. But the reality is, you know, even with the reports that we do have, which are undoubtedly a fraction of those incidents that have actually occurred, we know that these shots are fraught with problems, and the vast, vast, vast majority of people will do just fine with COVID, particularly now with these very mild variants. And given the number of things that we have to treat COVID, I cannot say we see why anyone would risk a vaccine.
Steve, go ahead. I'll give you a word before we take a break here.
Well, I mean, there's other news this week, of course, is the PrEP Act and your inability to hold anyone responsible for what happens to you with
yeah.
the vaccines. I
right.
mean, that data is just abhorrent. And so now we have a situation where they're recommending another vaccine, knowing that it injures people, knowing that it has very little positive effects on anyone, because it doesn't do any of the things we said it did. So, you know, there's no risk for the government to say this.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one's going to get sued over it. They're going to continue to
Good
get
point.
Royalties from it.
Great point.
So it's almost the perfect storm if you want to continue to get money for the cost of the vaccine and you don't really want to worry about liability. They've got all of that. It's 100% in their favor.
That's right. All right, we'll come back. I should have mentioned earlier, folks, if you want, because we're live today, we can take questions, get you answers as well. 307-200-8222. And with the snow, a lot of you are probably at home listening to the radio. So if you've got questions you want answered, we'll do our best to get those done today. Again, 307-200-8222. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, 720-895-0500.
This is an encore of an earlier program. We are not able to accept your calls.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com or find him at RushToReason.com.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows how much you despise cleaning your bathroom, but having that toilet brush in your hand actually might be more fun than opening up your electrical bill every month. You keep seeing constant rate increases and those costs keep going up and up. We can't rescue you from cleaning the bathroom, but we can tell you that Alan Davis with Level Engineering will help you assess whether solar is right for you and your family. With electricity rates going up several times a year and most households already paying up to 85% more in the last 3 years, just think about the money you'll be spending on electricity over the life of your home. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of getting solar now with Alan Davis and Level Engineering. What you save over the years and the tax credit could mean tens of thousands of dollars back in your pocket and a meaningful tax credit today. We can't save you from housework, but we can help you save money. Call Alan Davis today, 303-378-7537, or email him at adavis@levelengineering.com.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax Rejuvenation Treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
This is an encore of Rush to Reason with John Rush on KLZ 560.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason. And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dr. Kelly Victory with us today and Steve House as well. And again, guys, thank you so much for joining us. If you guys want to get some questions answered, please, 307-200-8222 is the text line, 307-200-8222. All right, Dr. Kelly, going back to you. You X'd out. Between tweet, text, I don't know what we call it now. I guess X'd out, we can now call it. You sent something out that, and I'll, you know, sort of paraphrase, but this would be funny if it weren't so irrefutably tragic. Explain what you were talking about in one of your tweets you sent out a couple of days ago.
I believe that what you're talking about is the one that the FDA and the CDC have a 148-page document on the incidence of myocarditis related to these vaccines, and they redacted every single page of the report. Since when does the CDC participate in covering up data that would show that something is dangerous? This is absolutely outrageous. The CDC's job is to look out for the health and welfare of the American people. And here they are literally participating in a fraud, participating in the cover up of scientific data that would show, that would help to prove that these shots are toxic. It's unbelievable.
So, I mean, really, every single word of a 148-page study, why publish it in the first place, Dr. Kelly?
Exactly. Well, they essentially said they published it. They did the study. And then when the results came out, they said, wow, this is inconvenient. This doesn't look good. We'll simply deep six it. I mean, I don't know how to get away with
how do you, Steve, you know, comment on this. How do you get by as a government agency? I mean, who's going to call this garbage out?
Well, I mean, accountability left a long time ago. On top of what Kelly is saying, I don't know if you guys saw this, but 2023, there were more papers, research papers rejected than any year in history. Now, some of that is explainable through, you know, ChatGPT and other stuff, but it makes me wonder, the control of information is clearly what the government's trying to do in many cases. I mean, you know, social media and the way they shut down dissenting opinions about, you know, everything from hydroxychloroquine to ivermectin and the course of the disease. And now you have them redacting information, which is just another control point. I mean, you know, people are being, information is being suppressed, so people are not allowed to have the wrong opinion. Social scoring is coming, guys. And when they get to social scoring, you know, if you publish something online, they're not going to delete it. They're just going to give you a bad score. And then you're going to be have a lack of access to things. I mean, this is all part of the plan, John. I don't think this is anything we shouldn't have expected.
No, you know, I can't argue with you that that's what's happening, as you know, in the CCP parts of the world, you know, China. That's what they're doing over there. I can see it very easily coming here. And by the way, I'll talk about this a little bit later in the program. But for those of you listening, if you think that what we're doing right now in the House and it's not going to go to the Senate in the ban of a social media giant like TikTok, if you think, by the way, that's in your best interest, guys, let me give everybody a little tip. It's not.
To be clear, you know, this concept, you know, the redaction is intended to be allowed in a document if, for example, divulging a piece of information could pose a national security risk, or if exposing a piece of information could put an individual at personal harm, because, you know, we want to remove or redact, John Rush's personal telephone number or address or information about you that isn't pertinent to the information in the document, and it protects you. But the idea of redacting an entire study and the results of that study is, in this case, nothing more than an attempt to, as I said, to defraud the public and to participate in keeping the public from information to which they have every right, including, you know, the harms that possibly have been perpetrated against them because they've been forced to participate in this experiment.
Yeah, and Steve, that's a whole, we could go an entire hour just, and we have in the past. For those of you listening, by the way, if there's some of these things you'd like to listen to in more depth, producer Ann has done a great job of cataloging these, and we've gotten into some of these things in the past, and it just, Steve, as you know, just keeps resurfacing, because unfortunately we're being led down a path of lies, deception, and to your point, this is the direction that they want to take us.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the week, too, that, just looking at the stuff we saw in the PREP Act. I mean, a 14-year-old boy goes into the doctor to have a physical for sports and comes out having been vaccinated without his permission, his mother's permission, or anyone else. And when sued, there's no liability for anybody for having done it because it falls underneath the emergency use authorization. I mean, how is it that someone can do that to a human being? And he's not the only one.
Right.
It's happened more than once. I mean, I don't even know what you would advise someone who was your patient who had a sports physical when you weren't in town who got vaccinated that way.
It's absolutely horrific. And believe me, I was concerned myself. I was admitted to the hospital on several occasions during the pandemic for orthopedic injuries. I had several surgeries. And I was terrified. I said, watch it, please don't let me go to sleep and some, rogue nurse come in and give me a vaccine against my will. And I don't put it past them because people have taken it into their own hands. People have become such zealots about this. And it's been one of the most divisive things I've ever seen in my career in medicine. It really is to the point where either you are a believer or you are not a believer. I've heard horrific stories like kids getting vaccinated against their will during a sports physical. And I've heard of people getting vaccinated without their knowledge at lots of other medical or healthcare.
What's not to interrupt Dr. Kelly, but what's the repercussions when, and I think, Steve, that, kind of what you're asking, what's the repercussions, if any, when this happens, Dr. Kelly? I mean, if I were a parent or myself, if this happened to me, I would be I'd be suing somebody. I'd be spitting mad.
I think you should. I think you can bring assault charges. I mean, I think that is bodily assault. But the problem is right now, let's face it, there have been no repercussions for the complete lack of informed consent. Any doctor who's been giving these shots, or any pharmacist, or anybody for that matter, has not gotten the required informed consent. Mm-hmm. They have not let people know what the ingredients are, what the other options are, what the potential adverse effects are. They simply haven't. And there's been no repercussions for any of that. It's as if because the government said this thing's safe and effective, that all of a sudden all of the other obligations go away. And that just isn't the case.
No, you're exactly right. Steve, go ahead. Jump in.
It makes you wonder, Kelly. I mean, informed consent has always been part of medical. I mean, at the moment that a pharmacist or a physician or a nurse under the direction of a physician takes a needle with a vaccine in it and pushes it into a patient's arm and pushes the plunger, you have to ask yourself the question, what are they thinking in that moment that they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, they're doing it because the vaccine was mandated? I mean, what are they actually thinking that they're doing that makes it okay to do it?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I just was verbally accosted by a physician while I was out hiking with a group of people the other day, and she was just really vicious about it and said, quote, where do I get off thinking that it's okay for me to put others at harm by being unvaccinated? So I think, Steve, to answer your question, these people had convinced themselves truly that they are, you know, they are the do-gooders.
They're superior.
Are the guardian angels of the rest of the world.
That's right.
By forcing you to inject this thing that is somehow going to protect others. It's the most preposterous thing. It is absolutely so ignorant and so devoid of scientific basis that, frankly, I just don't even know where to start.
Well, I think Dr. Kelly and Steve both, and Steve, I'll throw it back to you. Dr. Kelly, you can comment after Steve, but I really feel like they've got this holier-than-thou superior attitude where this is exactly the way it works, and because I'm doing quote-unquote what's right and you guys are the evil ones, that gives me the freedom, Steve, to do the things you just asked Kelly about. That's my thought.
Well, yeah, I mean, gosh, the person in the woods accosting you hiking, I would have probably turned to her and said, have you been off the planet for a little while?
Exactly.
I mean, at what point do you think people being unvaccinated puts people vaccinated at risk? I mean, they've proven long ago that that's actually not the case. It's created, I mean, you know, as bad as the government is these days, and we see, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff today. I mean, there's a Russian EMP, you know, on a satellite now. There's Bernie Sanders asking for 32-hour work weeks, which is going to cripple every industry. I mean, those kind of things are nuts. But when you tell people that they have to be vaccinated, and then you, in the face of all other evidence, continue to say they should do it. Mm. Other countries don't believe in it. We don't believe it. And then you convince people through gaslighting that they should try to hold those of us who are not vaccinated accountable. That's insanity.
Yep.
I mean, that's just plain insanity.
How, really quick, Dr. Kelly, how did that whole conversation or interaction end, by the way?
Oh, not well, truly. I
would have loved to have been a little chipmunk watching.
It's just amazing to me, though, how much nonsense this physician, and she is a physician, believes. She said, you know, we should all be wearing masks still. She believes it. And here's where it ended. I said, what about social distancing? And she said, absolutely, and we should still be social distancing, and it saved a lot of... I said, you realize that the people who made up social distancing have now acknowledged that they made it up, okay? I've been saying it for four years.
Right.
Even the people who made it up have now said, there isn't actually a Santa Claus. There isn't actually a Santa Claus. It was made up.
Wow.
We made it. Here's why you're... You know, and even in the face of me saying, even the people who made it up acknowledge it was a lie. Even they say it wasn't based on anything scientific. Even they say that they pulled the 6-foot thing out of thin air. And even with that, this woman was not willing to back down. That is absolute cognitive dissonance.
Wow.
That is not scientific.
No.
And it is terrifying to me that these people are out there.
Well, and a listener just sent me this and said, hey, guys, this really goes along with what you're talking about. In Canada now, there's an introduction of the online Harms Act. In fact, I'm going to talk about it a little bit next week. I got a special guest joining us from Canada. But the Trudeau Liberals, with the support of the NDP, have unveiled the next step in their devious plan to create a powerful online censorship regime. This ideologically driven regime undoubtedly targets people like us, people who held to traditional values on human life, marriage, gender, faith, and family. In other words, guys, if you say something online they don't agree with, you're just going to not only get flat shut down, but in some cases, you may end up in jail.
Absolutely. Well, let's face it. Look, they tried to do it in California. They passed AB 2098, Gavin Newsom did, that fundamentally criminalized a physician saying anything against the narrative, whether it was about masking, social distancing, or, God forbid, vaccines. They've tried to do it in France. They are absolutely doing. They're saying in France, you can absolutely be imprisoned now for speaking out against whatever is the prescribed public health narrative. And I don't think we're far from that in the United States.
Wow.
I certainly had multiple assaults against my medical license. I was successful in defending myself all 7 times, but it's exhausting. It's financially and physically exhausting. And at some point you just say, the really good people, the physicians who are capable of non-algorithmic thinking, the people who are capable of critical thinking, are eventually going to say, you know what, the hell with this.
Right.
I'm done. I'm tired. You know, fend for yourself.
Right. Steve, comments? So, and again, you, in your world, you stay really close to a lot of these things because you see the the not that Dr. Kelly doesn't, but you being on the admin side and really, you know, really on the political side also, you see this stuff and you said it earlier that, I mean, I guess, and I hope we're wrong. I hope you, I, and Dr. Kelly are wrong that this doesn't come to our shores or, you know, across the border, you know, south to us, but I'm just waiting for it.
Well, if it was just in medicine alone, I could subscribe to the idea that there was some, you know, oligarchs and some dictators in medical, in the medical field in this country that were controlling the narrative. But it's not just in medicine. It's a pattern of behavior across all of society. I mean, Christopher Rufo, a young journalist who's involved in, you know, rebuilding college education, gets a federal crime filed against him for not using the pronouns zjur. I don't even know what zjur are.
I don't either. Respect.
You know, so those kinds of things. And then you look at the quelling of debate. You know, they don't want Robert Kennedy talking to anybody, so they're going to try to kill his ability to be on ballots. And then you've got this thing Kelly was talking about where they're redacting stuff. It's a pattern of behavior across all of the major institutions in society. And we need to realize it's not just from COVID. It is the whole darn thing.
And this, you know, I know this kind of goes political. Well, not kind of. This is going to go very political now. This is why, and Steve, you say it, Dr. Kelly, you said it as well, elections matter. And those of you listening, when you start looking down the ballot and you start deciding who to vote for, you know, you may not like a particular thing about that person. Maybe you don't like their stance on this or that or whatever the case may be. But overall, will they protect your rights in these areas? And these would be things I would be asking specifically certain candidates that are running, guys. And Steve, I'll start with you. If I didn't get the right answer, I wouldn't be voting for them, no matter who's, you know, no matter what's next to their name. Although I will tell you that typically speaking, that R next to their name is going to have a far better chance of protecting our rights than the D.
Well, yeah, I mean, I literally this week have been talking to a number of people about, you know, why is it important for a guy getting 13% of the vote to be on the debate stage with Trump and Biden? And the answer is not because I necessarily would vote for Robert Kennedy, but ideas. And this is the same exact issue with COVID. A guy that has ideas, who's well-researched, who believes certain things, those ideas may, in fact, help me form an opinion that I want to form my own opinion of. And if you take him off the debate stage, if you cut him out of social media, if you tell Kelly Victory she can't write certain things or she'll lose her license,
right,
I'm the one who loses because
right.
I want to be
right.
able to, I want to reason those things. And that's the problem we have in the country right now is people are being cut off without an opinion. And that opinion probably matters to some of us.
And by the way, Steve, everything you just said applies to all of us, and it's why there's times I had an interview this past week where I'm sure some listeners were thinking, why'd you let that liberal on and do an interview with a guy that doesn't necessarily agree with everything you agree with? Steve, to have the same conversations that you just said and do it in a very intellectual, nice way where at the end of the discussion, you may agree to disagree, but you can still move on with each one of your lives. We can't stop doing that.
No, I mean, even in, you know, 1992, Ross Perot, you know, runs for president, gets put on this debate stage talking about finance and how bad the financials are in the United States. Less than a decade later, at the end of the decade, we balanced the budget, in part, I think, because he raised the issue. I want Bobby Kennedy on a debate stage raising the issue about how we handled COVID.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we want that?
Agree.
Why shouldn't there be a
agree.
Debate?
And I know, Dr. Kelly, I know you're right along the same lines of what we're talking about. I've got a couple of questions that came in from the text line I want to get to as well. But, you know, this goes right along with literally everything we've talked about for the last 3.5 years.
Well, for goodness sake, I mean, the First Amendment is there to protect people's right to say things that you don't
That's
agree
right.
with.
That's right.
To say things
it's
that
the only thing
offensive.
It's there for, Dr. Kelly.
Okay? It's not to protect our right to compliment each other.
That's
and
right.
say things that we all agree. It's to say things that are offensive or wrong or that you disagree with. And I will tell you, this is where conservatives and liberals absolutely diverge. Because I can abhor something that Joe Biden or Rachel Maddow or, you know, God knows, you know, Joy Behar says. Absolutely abhor it, but I will, to my death, defend their right to say
That's
it.
That's right. That's right.
They
Absolutely.
They have a right to say those things. But the liberals don't, you know, turn around and give you that same right. They think if what you're saying is offensive or wrong or they disagree with it, they think you shouldn't be able to say it.
Correct.
And that's the problem.
Yep. You're right. All right. Guys, with that, let's take a quick break. I got a question that came in. I'll get that answered in a moment. Any other questions, please let me know. 307-200-8222. Hi-Fi Plumbing. You might notice today, by the way, on a day like this, you've got a plumbing issue. Yes, you can still call Hi-Fi. I've still seen their trucks out and about. They'll be happy to service you. 877-WE-HIFI and $100 off your next visit.
This is an encore of an earlier program. We are not able to accept your calls.
In a plumbing emergency, you need the most qualified plumber in the business on speed dial. You need Hi-Fi Plumbing. Hi-Fi has a team of local agents ready to respond to your emergency. They even have separate call center and dispatch agents. That means you won't get put on hold for eternity, and high-priority calls go directly to dispatch, saving you valuable time. Even during off hours or weekends, if it's an emergency, you'll get someone who can help you. Their response time is best in class, and you can read that for yourself in their more than 3,000 five-star reviews. For the month of April, they'll give you $100 off your repair. Just tell them you heard them on KLZ. Hi-Fi's techs are certified and constantly training for emergencies, so you're guaranteed to get the right tech for the job fast with Hi-Fi Plumbing. Just call 877-WE-HIFI. Hi-Fi Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
I clog my toilet one too many times. I call Hi-Fi for this. Call Hi-Fi for this.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms, whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life. Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Rain Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC helps save you money and stay ahead of costly Colorado regulations. For example, their dual fuel solutions use a heat pump for your primary heating and air conditioning with a natural gas backup. Cub Creek can outfit your house with a heat pump that heats and cools your home, coupled with your existing furnace, which will kick in only when the temperature drops too low for the heat pump. This solution solves the main problem of the heat pump, which is poor performance in very cold weather. And it allows you to continue to use the furnace you've already paid for when the temperature drops, saving you money. Cub Creek will talk you through your goals and help you balance cost with comfort. It's your home. And Cub Creek wants to be your guide through Colorado's confusing rules and incentives. Give Cub Creek a call today and start the conversation. There's no obligation. Go to klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
You're listening to an encore segment of Rush to Reason with John Rush on KLZ 560.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by Hi-Fi Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dr. Kelly Victory with us today, Steve House as well. And again, if you're listening to us for the first time, you can see all of Dr. Kelly's credentials. Just go to rushtoreason.com. There's an entire page dedicated to her there where you can go find that. And find all about her. Now, Dr. Steve, when it comes to Steve, just go back and listen to some of the previous episodes we've had. And Steve's been with us for a very long time. Steve, you and I have been doing things together outside of Dr. Kelly for, I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years, and you were here almost from day one with me starting and talking technology and all sorts of things.
I don't know. You know, the one thing I've never understood, John, is why didn't we start a political consulting firm at some point and really start to tell people the truth?
Yeah, we should have.
why and how to get elected, even though we may not have been successful, at least the truth would have gotten out.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, can't argue that one. Dr. Kelly, this one came in actually last week, and I saved it for today because I told him I would wait until you were here. I didn't have a chance. With, you know, Steve and I didn't think would be the ones to actually answer this. Somebody's asking, and I know this is a big topic, might even have to push this off to the future, but maybe you could just touch on, are there, you know, natural medications or vitamins, herbs, supplements, things like that for a lot of the common problems? So in other words, instead of just running to the pharmacist through, you know, to the doctor and then the pharmacist and getting a prescription for something, are there things people could be doing when it comes to the natural remedies, or are a lot of these quote-unquote natural remedies that folks see just bogus?
It's a complex question. There are absolutely an awful lot of natural remedies that are very, very helpful. Part of the reason they're helpful is because there are things you can do to enhance your immune function.
Okay.
And most of those, many of those, are things like vitamin D and zinc and simple supplements of, you know, vitamins and minerals. There's no question that there's also a fair amount of hype involved here, and
okay,
sorting out which is which can be difficult. For things, you know, for infection, we have good antibiotics, for example, to treat infections. And if you have a legitimate infection, I recommend that you, you know, get a prescription for the proper antibiotic to treat that.
Okay.
On the other hand, as I said, I think that we don't spend enough time really focusing on the prevention part. And the prevention part has to do with really doing everything you can to make sure that your own immune system is up and functioning properly and in peak performance. So I think that people are falling ill. I guess what I'm saying is people are falling ill to a lot of things, everything from infection to autoimmune issues, allergies, to cancers, as a result of failure to take care of your health in the first place. So we're always looking for the fix. In the same way that everyone's looking to jump on Ozempic as a way to treat obesity, when the answer really isn't yet another drug or shot, it's controlling our own diets, exercise, those sorts of things. We can treat so many things much more easily by through prevention, you know, than by trying to come up with yet another drug or a therapy that just does nothing but make the pharmaceutical companies a lot of money.
And I like what you said, by the way, that this is a deep topic, would take, you know, you, we could literally spend, you know, several weeks each hour talking about some of these things, because I agree with you on a lot of this. There's a lot of hype. And I also will agree that, and I can see where the listeners get frustrated, Dr. Kelly, you know, you're like me trying to decide, okay, what oil's best for your car? Okay, I can get into that, go through all the different brands and so on, know your car and know exactly what to do and how to do it and so on. When it comes to this, though, frankly, I'm as lost as the listener. I can go look at the shelf, but I have the foggiest idea which one of those things to buy.
Well, and, you know what, again, part of the problem is that everybody wants the quick fix. Everybody wants the pill, the supplement, the drug, the whatever, rather than doing the harder thing.
Right.
The harder thing to do is to shop the perimeter of the grocery store, pick up fruits, vegetables, whole grains,
right,
you know, real food, exercise every single day, come rain or shine or snow or sleet. Say that 1 hour of that 24 of every single day is going to be spent doing exercise, that at least 20 minutes of every day is going to be spent doing something meditative, whether that is for you getting on your knees and praying, doing yoga, or simply sitting in a quiet place. You know, every single day you should be putting down your screen, turning off your television and putting down your phone, getting out and, you know, socializing and thanking God that you had another day to wake up.
Amen.
If we did that every day, you could spend a whole lot less time focusing on medical treatments.
Yep, I can't argue that at all. Well said. Steve, you're going to jump in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of like, think about your car for a minute, John, and I really mean this. Your car will not run without gas. So there are certain things that you must do to make your body run. And I think we should view vitamin D like gas.
Mm.
I mean, the hippocampus, the recent studies on dementia, the fact that you need D for good brain health, you need it for good immune system, you need a good prostate health, and all kinds of stuff. There's certain things like that that people need to do.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing about your car is that if you sat your car in your driveway and you never moved it, eventually one side of your tires would get flat, against the road, it would, you know, rust your brakes, et cetera. So movement and vitamin True. D and a few things like that. I want docs like Kelly, who are so smart, to go back to the basics and say, look, it's not as complicated as me giving you a specific diet at first. If you're not taking vitamin D and you're not moving around a little bit, the rest of it's not going to matter all that much.
Agree.
You got to do the basics.
Agree. Kelly, I want to get one more of these in before we'll get tight on time here, so I want to make sure I get this in. And we might be able to do one more than this, so send me a text message if you'd like a question answered, 307-282-22. Somebody sent me an article, and I cannot verify these things, so I waited, and I figured you could do this for us. It looks like the Biden-approved border invasion, and yes, I talk about that a lot, is causing measles outbreaks in 17 states. Do we really have measles outbreaks, and if so, is it caused by this, or is this, you know, I always want to make sure, because I don't like passing on misinformation on our side of the aisle any more than I like the other side doing it. So is this really the case?
I think it is the case. Yes, we do have some measles outbreaks, and they largely are coming from the unvaccinated population that is coming in across the border.
Okay.
Most kids are vaccinated against measles, and it's one of the vaccines that I think is probably worth getting, although, again, I will give you the caveat. I think we are wildly over-vaccinating kids, and I think the frequency that we're giving them and the combinations we're giving them are dangerous. That said, you know, we have entirely unvaccinated populations coming in across the border, and it is causing some resurgence in outbreaks. They're happening, again, though, primarily in the immigrant population, not in, you know, we're not having breakthrough measles cases in American kids who were vaccinated. So, yeah, I think that my bigger concern, frankly, with these populations is that we're going to start having outbreaks of things like tuberculosis, and specifically antibiotic resistant tuberculosis, which is going to be a way bigger problem than anybody is willing to talk about.
All right, along those lines, and Steve, I'll let you jump in a second here, but really quick, and I know we've talked about this before, but I've got this question just came in a moment ago, shingles vaccine, and I know you're not their doctor. This is really hard. Oop, we lost Kelly. Steve, you still with us?
Yep, I am.
All right. As soon as she calls back, we'll get her back on and ask that. In the meantime, add to what Kelly just said about the border.
Well, I mean, you know, it's so ironic that we have all these rules that are designed to protect us. It gives the government power to do things. But when they decide that they have a different strategy in mind, they break all the rules. I mean, you know, the border situation, the measles, yeah, there's some places where the measles, like Chicago and some of these other places, are rampant. I mean, you could predict, John, if we literally took a piece of paper and said, okay, at first we were going to see an increase in fentanyl. We've seen that. Secondly, we'd start to see human trafficking as part of it. We've seen that.
Yep.
Thirdly, you would start to see immigrants go into cities and crime would rise. Fourth, you would see cities run out of budgets because they can't
yep.
afford what it's
right.
costing them. And then in Aurora, just, you know, the big deal in Aurora about how much, $480-some million for illegal immigrant management there. And the next thing you're going to see is you're going to see diseases crop up that we haven't seen for a long time, because people don't treat health even the same way we do in countries that are underdeveloped or underneath a dictatorship. So, you know, that's the next thing to come. And then you're going to see, all of a sudden you're going to see, well, hell, how do we quarantine people? I mean,
right.
you know, I don't know that I agree with that strategy, but the lady telling Kelly we should be social distancing, well, why wouldn't you social distance from people carrying tuberculosis, measles, you know, some other types
right.
of diseases?
Right.
You know, that's a real
Great
serious
point.
Problem. Yeah.
Along those lines, Dr. Kelly, and this one we get a lot of, and I know we've answered this one before, but this is a new person just texting right now. Shingles vaccine, what are your thoughts? Is it safe? And I know this, you know, as we always say, disclaimer, Dr. Kelly is not your doctor. You're not her patient. So whatever we say is really in general terms. But Dr. Kelly, what are your thoughts on the shingle vaccine in general?
Well, again, you know, nobody wants to get shingles. It's painful. Certainly can be very, very unpleasant. I've had shingles myself on multiple occasions. Anybody who had chickenpox as a child is at risk to get shingles as
okay.
they get older.
Okay.
Many people will never get it, but you certainly, that, you know, are at risk if you had chickenpox as a child. That said, there has never been anybody in the history of the world who has died of shingles.
Okay.
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 It is painful, but it is not, you know, deadly, does not have any long-term sequelae other than, you know, a period of having pain and discomfort, which, again, I'm not undermining that. But you have to weigh that against then the risks of the vaccine. The shingles vaccine, like almost all vaccines, has some very, very potentially serious side effects, including things like Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Okay.
So for me, if I have to weigh the risk of getting a painful rash versus the risk of ending up paralyzed from a vaccine, I personally, you know, have made the choice not to get that vaccine.
Got it.
I would rather, you know, say I will risk having a painful rash
yep.
than have a potentially deadly adverse event from
Makes
a
sense.
Vaccination. So I think that, again, it's really everything in medicine comes down to a risk-benefit calculation.
Yep. Yep.
And I think that you have to make that decision for yourself.
Okay.
It's, again, similar with influenza. Influenza, something that I am quite certain if I get the flu, I will be able to fight it off. I will be able, I may end up spending a week or 10 days in bed, but I'm not going to die from it. And so I make a decision personally, and given the low efficacy of the influenza shots, I choose not to get one.
Got
but again,
it.
These are personal decisions, but I think you really have to think long
yep.
and hard. Are you going to, you cannot vaccinate your way, people,
That's right.
out of every
That's right.
single thing out there.
That's
okay?
right.
You
That's
just
right.
can't. You're going to have to pick them very carefully. Choose
I got
wisely.
It. Yep, makes sense. All right, with that, I'll let you go. Dr. Kelly, you first. Thank you very much, as always. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having
you bet.
Me. Always good to be here.
Have a great rest of your day. Steve, you as well. Thank you, man. Appreciate you very much.
My last word is fight, fight, fight.
Amen.
Don't accept the unacceptable. That's
Amen.
All we can do.
Amen.
All
Steve,
right.
I appreciate you. Thank you as well. Steve House, Dr. Kelly Victory, Veteran Windows and Doors is next. Give Dave a call today about your windows and doors. KLZradio.com is where you find him.
This is an encore of an earlier program. We are not able to accept your calls.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage can make sense for you if you are properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, can help make sure you are ready. Many things you do not need to do first, like paying your bills off first or making certain repairs. And sometimes you will need to shore up some things on the home title or a repair that Bruce knows will be needed for the appraisal. The point is, you can be prepared for a reverse mortgage and move now rather than waiting. In an interest rate increasing environment, acting quicker rather than later puts more money in your pocket. Call Bruce Simmons for a free consultation at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Broker specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions know what the true value of your home is, and they also know how to show its other features.
K&R Homes sold our house in 30 days, and we got $10,000 over our listing price. We needed someone who was going to help us sell the entire value. So much so that when they put our video together, we didn't even know the house. It was so great. It was a beautiful, well-prepared, very professional home that even we wanted to buy our own home.
Kat and Robin understand what's behind your home's bones to see what it's truly worth.
What makes Kat and Robin special for us was they sold based on value. Our other agent that we had previously was really focused on us selling by price because of the market.
You know what your home is worth. You need a realtor that understands that too. Call K&R Home Transitions today at 720-437-8210 or go to klzradio.com/homes to start.
This is an encore of Rush to Reason with John Rush on KLZ 560.
All right, hour two is next. Folks, don't go anywhere. This has been Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.
Presentation of Rush to Reason with John Rush on KLZ 560.